One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Mother and Father Barber in the library.
I've been calling Elwood all morning, Fanny. He doesn't answer the telephone. I'm afraid there may be something wrong over there.
Oh, Henry, what could be wrong?
He has a bad heart and he's all alone. For all we know, he may be lying at death's door.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Don't let that stuffed-up, uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion make you feel miserable. Don't just suffer along. Get relief the easy, pleasant way. And here's what I mean. Drink a glass of sparkling, pleasant-tasting Alka-Seltzer. That's right, Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink that refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer goes to work so fast. Alka-Seltzer is so effective that acid indigestion discomfort is relieved with amazing speed. Yes, you'll feel better in almost no time. So, here's the simple rule to remember. When acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 12, Book 81. Late last night, Father Barber learned that Paul's adopted daughter, Teddy, had notified her husband that their marriage was at an end, completely and finally. All hope of reconciliation between Dr. and Mrs. Elwood Giddings is now gone. Through the night, Father Barber slept fitfully as he contemplated the inevitable result, divorce. This morning, when he arose, he lost no time trying to reach Elwood by telephone. For over an hour, he called San Rafael every few minutes, but there's been no answer at Elwood's place. Fanny finally prevailed upon Henry to eat some breakfast, but now he's back in the library on the telephone again.
Huh? You say the phone is not out of order? Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Who is that, Henry?
I was calling the telephone company to see if Elwood's phone was out of order, but they assured me it wasn't. I don't understand it, Fanny. I'm afraid there may be something wrong over there. Elwood's all alone. He may be ill.
Now, you're just letting your imagination run away with you.
Nothing of the sort. Do you realize what a shock it must have been to him when Teddy told him that she was never coming back to him?
Well, he must be miserable, of course. And I feel dreadfully sorry that things have turned out as they have for him and Teddy. But at the same time...
Fanny, I'm thinking about Elwood's heart condition. The boy has a bad heart. Have you forgotten that? Don't you recall the attack he had when Teddy played fast and loose with him before their marriage?
Yes, but it didn't turn out to be serious.
It might very well be serious this time. He may be lying over there at death's door for all we know, unable to get up to answer the telephone.
Henry, you've just let yourself get worked into a state.
I am not in a state, as you put it. But the man has been under a severe strain ever since Teddy walked out on him. And then she dealt him the final blow yesterday by telling him that she has left him for good. Yes, yes. That she will repay his devotion and love by seeking a divorce.
Oh, Henry, how do you know what she told him?
Well, whatever it was, you can rest assured that it was a cruel and crushing thing for him to hear.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Clifford.
Yes, sir. You just getting up?
Well, it's not so terribly late, is it, Dad?
Of course it isn't, Clifford. Your father's just in a stew this morning, that's all. Now, I'll go and fix you some breakfast.
Well, that's okay, Mom. Isn't Mrs. Kettleman in the kitchen?
I've got her polishing the silver. I'll get you something. I'll call you when it's ready.
Well, I might as well come out and help.
Clifford.
Yes, Dad?
Just a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's that girl's name that Teddy's staying with? That Maud?
Pemberton. Maud Pemberton.
Yes, yes. I think I'll call her on the telephone and see if Teddy's left yet.
Oh? What's up now?
I've been trying to reach Elwood all morning, but no one answers over there. I think that Teddy should be notified that he can't be reached. If anything has happened to him, she should be given the opportunity to go to him.
Well, what do you mean, Dad?
I mean that all this may be more than Elwood's heart could take.
Well, gosh, Dad, don't you think you should first find out if Elwood's all right? No use scaring Teddy to death for nothing.
Well, I have no intention of scaring her. I simply want to tell her that I've been unable to reach him on the telephone and that this has given me some misgivings. I think it's my duty to tell her that.
Well, you're the doctor, Dad.
Huh?
Want me to look up Marty's number for you?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. I'll have it for you in just a second.
I believe it was written down here someplace, but it's undoubtedly been lost.
Let's see now. P-E-M... Oh, here we are. Pemberton, Maud, Greenwich Street. Want me to dial it for you?
Yeah, yes. Thank you, my boy.
Mm-hmm. She She may have left for the hospital already. Depends on what shift she's on today. If she's on a late shift, she might still be in bed. It's one thing about nurses, you never know when they're working.
No, this is Morty. Well, Teddy can't come to the phone right now. She's in the shower. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Barber. Tell her what? I just woke up. I'm a little groggy.
You had a heart attack?
Oh, Elwood did.
What?
Oh, he didn't have one. I told you I was a little groggy. If you'll just be patient and say it nice and slow, I think I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, I think that's anything to get excited about.
Well, maybe that's because I'm a nurse, Mr. Barber. We get so we take things in stride, more or less. All right. Goodbye.
Yes, yes. Good, good. Not excited about this young lady.
Oh, didn't see you standing there, Teddy.
What in the world were you doing, talking to yourself?
I was giving my interpretation of your grandfather. Intrigues me, the way he talks.
Was that Father Barber on the telephone?
Mm-hmm. I told him you were in the shower, so he gave me a message for you.
Well, what did he want?
Well, Emmy, it seems he's tried all morning to get Elwood on the phone in San Rafael, and there's been no answer, and he thinks you ought to know. He's afraid Elwood might have had a heart attack or something.
Oh, dear.
Well, now, Lammy, take it easy. I think it's just a dodge to get you to run over there to see Elwood, hoping you might get back together again.
But Elwood does have a heart that's given him some trouble, you know. That's why they let him out of the army.
Yeah, from what you've told me about it, I take a bet he'll live to a ripe old age, so don't let yourself get all upset. Besides, your grandfather was only guessing.
Oh, yes, but I can't help but be worried about him, Marty. If there is anything...
Heavens, have we got a caller at this hour? You'll have to go, honey. I'm still in my nightie.
I'm not dressed either.
Well, at least you have a robe on, and you look very fetching. See who it is.
Okay.
Wait till I get in the bathroom. It's too early for me to do my striptease act.
Just a moment.
Hello, Teddy.
Hi, Elwood.
Did I wake you up?
Oh, well, no. I just got out of the shower a little bit ago. Come in.
Well, I'll only stay a minute.
Well, you'll have to excuse the way things look. Maudie and I were just getting up. Sit down.
I just wanted to bring this package over. Sorry I gave you such a start when you opened the door.
Well, I was a little startled, Elwood, because Maudie and I were just talking about you just as you rang.
Oh, I see.
Father Barber phoned a few minutes ago. He's been calling you in San Rafael, and he got worried when you didn't answer. He was afraid something might have happened to you.
Oh, well, you see, I went out pretty early to get some breakfast, and I took the bus over here to San Francisco, so that's why he missed me. I've been feeling sort of lost after what you told me on the phone yesterday. I thought it might help to settle my mind if I took this trip over here. I don't know exactly what I had in mind except to bring these things over, the things in the package here.
Yes, Elwood.
I thought you'd probably be at work when I got here.
Oh, no, I'm on the late shift today.
Yes, well, I was going to leave the package with the manager, but when I told her I was your husband, she said she thought you were still here and said, why didn't I just come on up? Well, I knew it wasn't the thing to do to sort of materialize at your door when you weren't expecting me, but I thought it might be some time before I had the opportunity to see you again, and, well, I just couldn't resist the temptation, Teddy. I hope you'll forgive me.
It's all right, Elwood. I understand.
It's a left-footed thing to do, I suppose, but, well, you learned long ago that I always managed to do about everything that way, so I guess it'd be out of character for me to do anything different.
Please, Elwood, it's all right, I said.
Well, there isn't anything more I have to say, so I guess I better be going. I've delivered the package, so my mission's completed.
What did you bring, Elwood?
Oh, just a few odds and ends you overlooked when you left. I thought you might want them. There's a picture album in there with a lot of snaps we took in Germany. Of course, I don't imagine you'll care to save those, but in the first part of it, there's some pictures of you and Paul. I know you want them, and I put in that locket I bought you. didn't want to throw it away. I thought you could give it to somebody. Or, well, you know, I just put everything in so you could sort it all out and dispose of it some way. None of it's very valuable, I suppose, except maybe sentimentally. Well, the way our marriage has turned out, I don't suppose there's any sentimental value left to most of those things, as far as you're concerned, at least. Well, I think that's about all, so I guess I'll leave now, Teddy.
All right, Elwin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll call Father Barber from some drugstore and tell him I'm all right.
Well, you want to call him from here?
No, thanks. The longer I stay, the harder it is to leave, so I might as well go now.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. It's double your money back if you don't like Bactine. That's right, double your money back, ladies, if you don't like this remarkable new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. That's Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine helps protect against the spread of infection. Yes, it's a powerful antiseptic and germicide that fights germs effectively. Yet, and this is important, it is soothingly gentle, does not hurt like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing. It has a fresh, clean odor, too. In addition to its antiseptic qualities, Bactine provides effective relief for itching skin due to heat rash, for the itching and burning of athlete's foot. Try Bactine, too, as a household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. As I said, Bactine is a remarkable product. You'll agree once you've tried it, and we want you to do that on our no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and use it. If you don't think it is the finest all-round antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, find out for yourself on this no-risk offer how wonderful this amazing new family antiseptic is. Be sure you ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Hello, Father Barber. This is Elwood. I understand you were worried about me, so I called to let you know I'm all right. No, I'm phoning from a drugstore. Yeah, I just come from seeing Teddy. Probably for the last time.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories. Tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Maudie makes a date for Teddy. Chapter 13, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.